Hello world, welcome back to Sipping with Treacy. Today's topic is going to be a little bit different from usual. I'm not going to have a guest today. I just kind of want to talk about the ladies coming up missing. We have a lot of women coming up missing nowadays, and I think that it's not getting enough coverage. So I'm going to cover it today. I'm going to allow my voice to be heard about this topic, and hopefully someone will be someone's angel tomorrow or the next day and save a life. You know, I think personally, too many women, because it's not male and women. It's mostly women or young children coming up missing today. And I think that that's a big problem. And I think that's a big thing that we need to address. So I want to start off by saying women are just disappearing. Young girls, not really like older women, but young girls, about 27 and younger, I would say, are just coming up missing. I really don't understand that. I've read article after article after article, and it's just like, where are these women going? And why aren't anyone looking for them? Why isn't anyone looking for them? Like, I know for a fact my family will be out with the dogs. You understand me? Like, that is just not okay. Like, I personally, this is just an opinion, this is not a fact. I personally think that they are chosen because they know that their families are not going to look for them. Now, I can't say whether who they're chosen by because I don't really want to front all my moves, but I do think that they are chosen because there's just no way that these women should be coming up missing and no one is really doing or saying anything about it. I just don't understand that. I don't understand it. I know for me as a young woman growing up, no, my mom didn't always know where I was, but what she did was be proactive and teach me how to protect myself from men. I personally think that every young girl should be taught certain things, and I'll give a couple examples. One thing my mom taught me was, don't be outnumbered by men. If I'm out with a guy and we go to a friend's house, well, first of all, I'm not going to no friend's house on no date. Like, this supposed to be one-on-one. We solo. So if something happened, it's just me and you, baby. You know, but after I get comfortable with a guy, I will go over like a friend's house with them. And the truth is, you kind of don't be outnumbered with men, because obviously men are a lot more powerful than women as far as strength go. So you can't be outnumbered because then you can't get away. You know what I mean? So that was one of the things that my mom taught me. And another one of the things that I think really, you know, helped me out growing up was she taught me to scream. You know, like if anything ever happened or anybody ever came after you, you scream until you just can't scream anymore, you know, and someone will hear you. And I think that I took that and ran with it because I just couldn't even imagine. So every time I would think about it, it would be like, oh Lord, I'm gonna scream for dear fucking life. Like, honestly, I'm the type of woman, you're going to have to kill me because I'm going to fight and get the fuck up out of there, you know. And obviously, these women are not really given that chance because their abductors, they're skilled, you know. It's no way that these women are just coming up missing and this is by a random person on the street. Like, no, these people are skilled. These people are getting out of the country fast. You know, it's no way that they around the block with these missing people. You know what I mean? It got to be bigger than that. And I don't really know how big it is. And I don't want to speak on how big I think it is, because that is assumptions. And I'm not out to make an ass out of myself. But I do know it has to be staged, because it's too many at too many different times, too many different parts of the world. And predominantly they're black. I think for me, that's a target. I think for me, that right there in itself says a lot. Why us? I think that's what everybody needs to ask themselves. Why us? Why the black woman? You know, I can give my answer just to enlighten you guys on what I think. I think the black woman because, number one, our melanin is so strong and potent. We're so beautiful. Number two, our genes are really good. We have beautiful babies. Number three, we're strong. You know, we were instilled coming up to be strong, to carry weights that, oh my goodness, weigh us down, and we still carrying them like this. It's a piece of, you know, plastic, you know what I mean? And last but not least, I think our organs, you know, I think our organs and our things like that inside of our body is really what they're after. You know, we have the best organ system. We were designed, I can't say the best, but I gotta say the best, okay? Like, we are the motherfucking best, you know? And everybody want a black woman. And I mean, I can't say everybody, but when you see beauty and black together, it's hard to deny that shit. Beauty, black, and brains, you know, it's really hard to ignore that. So I really personally think that there's an underlying thing going on right now. And I think that in order to bring it back to a minimum, we need to publicitize it. We need to make this public. We need to speak up. We need black men. It doesn't matter the race. Let me take that out. We need men to stand up for us. We need our family to come and look for us. We need some of these women that I researched are mothers. You know, they're leaving their children behind. Like, they need their mothers. I mean, who on here listening didn't need their mom at one point in their life? You know what I mean? I think for me, my mom is very vital to me, and without her, I don't really know where I would be. So I can only imagine a child growing up without a mother. I love fathers. I'm team fathers all day long, but no love is like the mother's love, you know? And unfortunately, these women are not coming home to their children, and they're not coming home to their families. And for some reason, it's not being put on the news. I ain't gonna say for some reason. Everybody knows the reason it's not being put on the news, because we're at the lowest of the totem pole. That's number one. Number two, they not going to front their own moves. You understand me? So we going to front their moves. I'm going to front their moves, because at the end of the day, I have little cousins and I have god kids, daughters, and I have nieces and nephews. You know, I have people under me that I could never see leave on those terms and just say, well, she just left. No, they didn't just leave, people. Wake up, families. They did not just disappear. Something is going on, and I think that it's time for us to talk about this. So we're gonna talk about this, and I'm really excited to bring this to the fourth. I'm really excited to bring this to the world. It needs to be recognized. There are thousands of women coming up missing over the past couple years, and nobody's noticing. It's not being put on the news. It's not being broadcast like everything else. And for me, that's what kind of leads me to believe that the bigger people are behind it, because there's no way that this is happening. Just like, for instance, if there was a serial killer on the loose, they're going to make that public so everybody can remain safe and keep their family safe. Why are they not doing the same with this kidnapping, if it's truly a kidnapping? You know what I mean? Like, if it was truly a kidnapping, they would make it public. They would try to make the public feel as safe as possible. But because these are not kidnappings, they are not bringing them to the front of the center of attention. They're just not, because it's a conspiracy. And because it's a conspiracy, I think that that's the number one reason why I'm bringing this to the table. Because if you have a daughter, or if you have a sister, or if you have a cousin, even a mom or aunt, you know, any type of woman in your family, I think right now is the time to be overprotective. You know, a lot of black men are overprotective of their queens. And right now, we need that, because they are taking us off the map one at a time. And we really, really, really need somebody that's going to have our back, not just family. We need other races, other cultures, other people to actually have our backs as well and be our protector. If you see something, say something. That's how I was raised. If you see something, say something. Like, be someone's angel today. Save that life. You know what I mean? That for me is more fulfilling than living in itself. You know what I mean? So I feel like it's time. It's time for us to protect each other, fix each other's crown. Don't let us get lost in the sauce. And that's really what's happening. We getting lost in the sauce and we're lost in our own world. And we forgetting about this is a whole world with a whole lot of people in it. And those people matter too. Not just you and your family, but these other families that are losing these women, and they matter too. And you know, I'm a Black Lives Matter type of person, but obviously I'm more of a all lives matter person. I believe that all lives matter. I believe that every life counts and everybody has something to offer on this earth. And with that being said, there is no reason why we can't come together and fight this conspiracy of kidnapping our young women, because there are other races that are being kidnapped. So I don't think that this should just be a African American movement. No, absolutely not. This needs to be a country movement. This needs to be everybody holding hands together saying we're going to protect our queens, whether or not you're Black, white, Hispanic, Latino. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we're coming up missing. We're dying every day. We're not being recognized. We're not being valued as human beings. I think that's why it should be more of a whole battle versus an individual battle, because this is a human being problem. This is us as human beings need to stick together and fight for what's right. And what the hell is going on is not what's fucking right. It is just not what's right. I can just not imagine. Gotta take a sip. 1 second. I can just not imagine. I mean, I could never imagine not coming home to my son. I just couldn't. Like, and I can't lie. I don't know what measures my family would go for me, but I know, baby, they not gonna just say, oh, she just ran away. Motherfuckers a little too old to be just running away. You ain't motherfucking 35 running away. Like, that's not how this shit works. And so if we had more caring and loving and supportive families, I think that they wouldn't just be allowed to slip through the cracks. That's what I call it. I don't really believe and support slipping through the cracks for any of my loved ones. I don't care if it's male, female, adult, or child. I feel like support goes a long way. And with that, you lessen the chance of being slipped through the cracks. I think that it's very important for us to start to stick together so we can avoid this. I think that there's no reason on earth that people are coming up missing and it's not being televised. It's not being told to the world. That's a problem. That's a real, real big problem for me. And that's why I'm here today to talk about it, because it needs to be a problem for everyone. This needs to be addressed by somebody, because the news ain't doing it. And if the news ain't doing it, who's gonna do it? Who's gonna share these facts with the world? Someone needs to know for their daughters coming up. Someone needs to know for their sisters that's going out at night partying with their friends. Someone needs to know that by the day, women are being taken. Did you hear what I said? By the day, not month, not week, by the day, women are being taken from their families, taken out of their homes, taken away from the world. And for me, that's just not okay, because I am a woman and I just couldn't imagine nobody fighting for me and nobody speaking up for me. And we're supposed to be advocates and we're supposed to have each other's back. And what's up with all this unity shit? You know, this ain't unity if we watching people just wither away. Who the fuck is okay with someone withering away? Because I'm not okay with that shit. I don't have to know you, but I love you. I don't have to ever meet you, but you are my sister. And I really pray that some of these women get back to their family. But for some of these women, it's been so long that, you know, based on statistics and all of that good stuff, more than likely these women are already dead, you know. And it's sad for me to have to say that, but it's a fact. Based on statistics and criminal history and all of that stuff, these women are probably dead already, you know. And what are we going to do? Wait until it's somebody in your family? What are you going to do? Wait until it's your sister? You know, like, it takes for it to be your family for you to feel connected. Well, I'm here to say today, it doesn't have to be your family. It doesn't matter. It should not, I should say. Not, it doesn't. It should not matter whether or not it's your family or not. What matters is that we stick together, we come together, and we figure out what the hell is going on with all these women coming up missing. That's number one. It's time. It is time to figure it out. Dig a little deeper, people. Find your family members. And for the ones that's been gone for a long time, my condolences to you, because we don't know anymore. You know, you don't know where they are, what's going on. And if it's been years, so to speak, like I said, based on statistics and criminal history and background, unfortunately, they're probably already passed. And that's why it's very important for us to put forth that extra effort right now. And especially if you've experienced this, then you know firsthand that this shit is alive and well. I think that that's important. You bring your story to the light. You tell the world about whoever came up missing in your family. You tell the world exactly what I'm telling the world. It's time to protect our queens. It is time to protect our queens. You know, I read a quote the other day and it said, why is it that black women are the first one for savior, but yet not worthy enough of being saved? When I read that quote, that touched me so much, because in reality, I am everyone's savior. But in reality, I don't think I've ever been saved by a partner. I've been saved by my mother. Obviously, she's my mother, and that's what mothers do. Have I been saved by a partner? I would have to say I don't think so. And I find that quote to be so powerful because of the first sentence as well. Why is it that black women are the first go-to for savior, but not worthy of being saved? I just read that over and over and over when I read that statement, because it's so facts. Everyone leans on the black woman and the black woman and the black woman to help them. But when it's time for her to need saving, for instance, like these young ladies that are missing, nobody's even seeking them. Nobody's even searching them, you know. And I don't mean everybody with a missing person is not, but the ones and articles that I have read, nobody is doing this, you know. And why do we as a world feel like the African American women are not worthy of being loved? Really, if you ask me, and this is not even biased, this is straight from my heart. I've met a lot of different culture women and a lot of different race of women. And I believe personally that the black woman is the strongest. You know what I mean? So it's like, and we carry a lot of weight. So if we need that little bit of support, I feel like it should be easy for coming from anybody, because we're always saving. We were raised to save, be the glue, stick the house, keep the house together, you know, don't let your family fall apart. But at the end of all of that, who keeping us from falling apart? I still haven't been able to find that answer, and I've been seeking it for like a week. You understand me? Because the truth is, nobody in America feels like the African-American women are worthy enough for saving. And for me, that is super saddening, because we will, and I say we because me too, we will save your ass. And I mean save you, reconstructure you, mold you, teach you, guide you, accept things from you because we know you're growing. We will be that savior. But when are the tables ever going to be turned for women? I think if anything, this time is now more important than any other time that I've known about this. Like any other time that I've known about everything that I know about. I think right now is the most vital time to be supportive of women, because, like I said, it's happening every single day. Every single day. And how many times have you saw it on the news? Because me personally, I only saw it once. But when I read the article, they said it was like 60 missing. How the fuck are you guys only showing this shit one time? One time, one person. What the fuck? What made that person so important and so special? I want to know, why are they not making this public? Oh, I already answered my own question. I forgot. I know why. Because they don't want to front what they got going on. Because if we find out, if anybody find out, I don't really know how we would respond, because our culture doesn't do well with the sticking around idea. So I don't know what would happen. But baby, I'm here to tell you, it's time for us to make a difference. It's time for us to stand up for each other. It's time for us to protect each other. Like I just said earlier, I don't need to know you. You still my brother. You still my sister. I think that if everybody had more of that approach versus more of the self approach, these women, will not just be floating around the world like a lost check. Love will make you do some crazy stuff, you know, and I love what I do. I love who I am, and that's why I'm bringing this to the light, because it's so important that we take this serious. It's so important that we know where our daughters are at all time. We know where our siblings are at all time. We check on our parents at all time, because this can happen to anyone. This can happen to any single family. And at the end of the day, without having knowledge of what's really going on, it's hard to prepare. It's hard to be proactive. And for me, I got a problem with that. I need to be prepared. I need to know what to do, what, you know, like how they moving, you know, but they're not giving that to us because they know more than what they telling us. And I got a problem with that. So, with that being said, I will be having another show on this, and I'm going to go a little deeper into the facts. I just kind of want to touch base today, wake everybody up, and then boom, I'll drop that load on you guys with the facts, and it's time for you guys to come together and stand up for our African-American queens, for our queens, period. At the end of the day, we have fathers, we have mothers, and if you guys want to, you know, continue to develop and build with them, you got to protect them from this cold world. First of all, they didn't ask to be here. It's your responsibility as a parent to protect them. And that's what needs to be happening right now, because things are so, so crucial and critical. So I will touch base in a little while, maybe a week or two. My next topic is going to be women empowerment. So I will touch base next week about this topic, bringing the facts to you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you Friday.